Bhikkhus, there are these five lower fetters. What five? Identity view, doubt, the distorted grasp of rules and vows, sensual desire, ill will. These are the five lower fetters. So identity view is sakkaya ditti, the kind of the identifying, like almost like an embodiment of the view of me embodied in this being. And that's always associated with the sense of formulating a sense of me and mine out of body, feeling, perceptions, mental formations, consciousness, one or all or a combination of any of them can be the base of that clinging. Doubt, a sort of skeptical doubt. distorted grasp of rules and vows is sila bhatta paramasa, sense of assumption that there is a purification by some kind of keeping some kind of rule or some kind of practice. Sometimes it's translated as, like an attachment to practice and precept is one. In early translations, it was rites and rituals that were how it was translated, but it's really around that sense of if I just kept this particular rule or I managed to keep this kind of practice, then that would be the key to my realization. So those are the three lower fetters that constitute the in entering into the stream. When those are relinquished, and then that doorway of the into the stream, into sota patti, is open. Sensual desire and ill will, say the once returner, attenuates sensual desire and ill will. There's a marked decrease, loosening, weakening of that pull to sensual. So like a stream enterer, in the Buddha's time and throughout Buddha's history, stream enterers living in the world and living household life, and it's not hugely uncommon. The relinquishing of sensual desire and ill will is the characteristic of the anagami, non-returner. The once returner would be returning to the human realm one more time before full realization. The non-returner would not return to the human form, but to go to the there's a set of realms that are the higher realms and of the Brahma realms, and they'll sort of spend their time in that abode and then be shift into full awakening after.